think you could ever do me harm, 'cause I don't think so. I don't think so.
She seems to Margaret was sewing at the sea. She's all dressed in black. And the thought came in her head to roam in the woods, to pull flowers to flower a hat, my boys, to pull flowers to flower her hat. So she hoisted up her petticoats a bit above the knee, and so nimbly she ran over the ground. And when she came to the merry green woods, she pulled those branches down, my boys. Oh, she pulled those branches down. Suddenly she spied a fine young man. He's standing by a tree. He says, "How dare you pull those branches down without the leave of me, my dear? Without the leave of me." Well, she says, "This little wood, it is my very own. My father gave it to me. I can pull these branches down without the leave of thee, young man. Oh, without the leave of thee." And he took her by the milk-white hand and by the grass-green sleeve. He pulled her down at the foot of the bush. He never once asked her leave, my boys. Oh, he never once asked her leave. And when it was done, she twisted about to ask her true love's name. But she nothing saw, she nothing heard, and all the woods grew dim. And all the woods grew dim. There's 24 ladies all in the land, and they're all playing at chess. Except it was the Lady Margaret, and she's green as any glass, my boys. Oh, she's green as any glass. And there's 24 ladies all in the land, grow as red as any rose, except the Lady Margaret. She's pale and wan, my boys. Oh, pale and wan she goes. Up then spoke the little serving girl. She lifted her hand and smiled. She said, "I think my lady's loved too long, and now she goes with child, my dears. Oh, and now she goes with child." Up then spoke the second serving girl. "Oh, ever and alas," says she, "but I think I know a herb in the merry green wood that'll twine thy baby from thee. It'll rip thy babe from thee." So Lady Margaret, she got herself a comb. She made haste to comb her hair. And then she's away to the merry green woods, as fast as she can tear, my boys. As fast as she can tear. And she hadn't pulled in the merry green woods a herb but barely one, when by her stands young Tamblyn. He says, "Margaret, leave it alone. Oh, Margaret, leave it alone. Why'd you pull that bitter little herb? That herb that grows so grey, for to destroy that fine young babe that we got in our play, my dear. Oh, that we got in our play." Well, come tell me now, young Tamlin, says she, if an earthly man you be. I'll tell you no lies, says young Tamlin. I was christened as good as thee. I was christened as good as thee. But as I rode a-hunting on a bitter, bitter night, it was from my horse I fell, and the Queen of Elfin, she caught me into yonder green hill to dwell. Oh, in yonder green hill to dwell. But tonight is Halloween, lady. The Elfin Court will ride, and if you would true love win, by the mill bridge you must hide, my dears. By the mill bridge you must hide. And first we'll run the black horse, then we'll run the brown, and then we'll run the white. You hold him fast, you fear him not, for he is the father of your child, my love. He's the father of your child. They'll turn me all in your arms, lady, into many the beasts so wild. But you hold on fast, you fear no ill. It's the father of your child, my love. It's the father of your child. Margaret, she gets herself a comb. She made haste to comb her hair. Then she's away to the old mill bridge, as fast as she could tear, my boys, as fast as she could tear. And about the dead hour of the night, she heard the bridles ring. Oh, my boys, cheered a heart more than any earthly thing. It did, more than any earthly thing. And first ran the black horse, then the brown, and then raced by the white. Well, she held it fast, she feared it not, for it's the father of her child. It's the father of her child. The thunder rolled across the sky. The stars blaze bright as day. The Queen of Elfin gave a thrilling cry. Tamlin's away, brave boys. Brave Tamlin's away. The very first thing they turned him into is a lion that runs so wild. But she held him fast, she feared him not. He's the father of her child, my boys. He's the father of her child. And the very next thing they turned him into, it was a loathsome snake. He says, hold me fast, fear me not, for I am one of God's own make, my love. Oh, I'm one of God's own make. And again they changed him, all in her arms, to a red-hot bar of iron. But she held it fast, she feared it not, it did to her no harm. It did to her no harm. And the very last thing they changed him into was like any naked man. She flung her mantle over him. She cried, my love, I've won, I've won. She cried, my love, I've won. wash. She's red as any blood. I should have torn out your eyes, Tamlin, and put into eyes of wood. And put into eyes of wood.